their security guard, my wife's got on video, just said, the man, I don't have any, whatever, your security person, I don't have First Amendment rights in this town. This is the heart of the false churchianity. I don't care if nobody invited me. My father told me to go and preach. Their music bothers me. Guess what? I ignore it. They can ignore me. Really? You think your uncles being worldly, carnal, false pastors are going to help you into the kingdom of God? That's actually going to be a stain against you.
So now you got slander to my uncles. How do you like them apples?
Oh, slander? The truth is slander? If they're modern pastors, they're false. If they're modern pastors, they're false. They're not telling the truth. If you're the fruit of them, I can see. Jesus said we know a tree by its fruit.
It's insulting that you can come here and insult people.
Insulting people? Did Jesus insult the Pharisees? I can talk to anybody I want on a public sidewalk. They can walk by and ignore me. I can talk to anyone I want. You're absolutely outside of the law of the land. I can talk to anybody I want on a sidewalk. I'm not following them. I'm not chasing them. I'm just talking the truth as people walk by. I don't get in anyone's face. They all get in my face. I need to make that clear in the audios. We walked through before their music event started in a public park. It's a free event open to the public. We are the public. And when their music started, we left the park and we're now preaching from a public street corner. And one of their security guards just told me, I don't have First Amendment rights in this town. That's pretty amazing. I don't think they're going to want to stand on that. They'll look really foolish. But test yourself to the Word of God. Seek after Jesus Christ. We're just asking people today to open their Holy Bible and test to see if your faith is a living faith, if your faith is a real faith, if your faith is rooted in Christ, or is it rooted in man-made tradition? Which one? Is your faith rooted in Jesus Christ or a man-made tradition? All through the Old and the New Testament, all through the Old and New Testament, God said, forsake your sin, turn from your sin, keep my ways, and you can find life eternal. Faith alone, grace alone is a lie. Not one Bible verse teaches that. You're not saved by works, but you walk in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and you lift up his word and truth with how you live, and you seek him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you keep the doctrines of Jesus Christ. The Baptists don't do that. The denominational systems don't do that. Of course, the Roman Catholics don't do that. The Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses don't do that. And so you got to ask yourself, neighbor, what are you living for? When was a time in your life when your life was totally transformed and everything in your life was compared to the Word of God and you got convicted about sin, false traditions, man-made religion? When was that time in your life? That's called being born again by the Spirit of God. Most of you folks are born a Baptist or born this or born that. And you practice it your entire life. Let's go for a walk. But the Bible says you can't practice sin. The Bible says you have to turn from all iniquity. The Bible says you must be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you might know what is the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God is that you seek the kingdom of God. And Jesus gave us the recipe how to seek the kingdom of God. In spirit, in truth, in righteousness. I hope you repent, sir. You're going to lose your soul if you don't. I really do. I love you. In righteousness and holiness, you must turn. Come out of the world and come out of the kingdom of Satan. How you doing, officers? I'm doing great today. Appreciate your service. Always love officers. Thank you for your work. Love you. So Jesus comes into the world to seek and save the lost. And when he comes into the world to seek and save the lost, he tells us what you must do. What you must do to find eternal life. The Bible says, by his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, you can find new life and life everlasting. The Bible says, by the shed blood of Jesus, you can repent and look to his resurrection for the hope of eternal life. By faith, repentance leads to new life. Repent, come out of the world and the false church systems. Come out of every false way. Be born from above by the Spirit of God. And when you're born from above, holiness and obedience makes the way. Test yourself, neighbor. By faith and repentance, be born from above, holiness and obedience. And then you must endure in the faith to the end. Are you doing that today, neighbor? Here's a fact. Jesus didn't die so you could put on your worldly music. Did you know that, gentlemen? Jesus didn't die so they could put on this carnality. This gospel card shows you why this event is not biblical. Okay, you part of the show here? Yeah. Did Jesus say put on entertainment shows, or did he say go preach the gospel, make disciples, and teach them to obey everything? So why are we putting on music shows when Jesus said go live the gospel, come out of the world, preach the gospel? Why would we put on music shows, young man? I'm sorry? I can't hear. You guys have a little closer. I can't hear.
It's not a show.
It is a show. This is not... Let me tell you something, because I love you. This is not worship. This is entertainment of the flesh. First of all, in the New Testament, they never even used instruments anymore. You know why they don't use instruments in the New Testament?
Well, my question isn't songs.
That's the Old Testament. Do you kill sheep still?
Do we obey the Ten Commandments?
Yep. We do, because they're echoed in the New Testament, but they're other than Saturday Sabbath. But music is not, instrumental music is not echoed. Ready? Do we imitate Paul and Jesus or David? Show me where Jesus and Paul used instrumental music. Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper in Matthew 26, and he sang a hymn, just with your lips. But let's go to another point, the gospel. They don't preach the biblical gospel here. You know why they don't preach the biblical gospel? Is the Old Testament irrelevant? No. The Torah law is not in effect today for us, but it's not irrelevant. But we keep the example of the New Testament, and there's wisdom and truth. Yes, we do. So the gospel that they preach here is not biblical, because the shed blood of Jesus calls you out of the world. You have not come out of the world. You dress like the world. You act like the world. You live like the world. You are worldly people with a false Jesus stamped on top of it. And that gospel card he has, I gave him, shows you your pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. God didn't ordain them. Your pride and vanity in your dress with your pointy shoes and your little skinny pants. God dressed us in the temple and wants us to be in sin coverings. You're in pride and fashion. Yeah, and so are you, young man. I used to be there. I know it well. And Jesus said, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey. You're not teaching women to obey. You're not teaching men to obey. You're not teaching them to come out of every false way. See, their music is so loud, I can't even hear you. So I don't have my amp on. Nobody better complain about my amp today, because their music's so loud, I can't even hear you. If you have a good question, you'll have to walk closer. I'm safe. I'm not going to hurt you.
What is Christian dress, in your opinion?
Actually, my opinion doesn't matter. The Word of God gives it to us. I have articles on all that on my website, but I'm here to preach the gospel today. Because if you're not interested, both. He actually shows us how to dress in both. If you're not interested in the biblical gospel, clothing is your last problem. What I see here is I see, maybe I'll do this because they got their amp on. What I see here is unregenerated hearts that call the police on peaceful preachers. I see unregenerated hearts that want to come up and put their hands on me and remove me from a public park. I see unregenerated hearts in their carnality and their worldliness. These people here love movies. They love sports. They love Netflix. The churches are linked with the world. Video games, all of this is of Satan's kingdom. So I mentioned dress to show you your need, but dress is the last topic you should focus on. You don't have a biblical gospel. You're probably born in the church system, most of these people are, and think just because I've been a Baptist my whole life, the Baptist faith is what is biblical. Actually, the Baptist faith doesn't come along until the 1600s. And Jesus didn't ordain it. Man did. And Jesus says in Mark 7, you worship me in vain, keeping your man-made traditions with pagan Christmas, with pagan Easter, with lie-filled Good Friday.
Man-made,
yep. Man-made absolutely traditions that are not of God. So, are you interested in the gospel, or are you just interested in questions trying to defend your man-made religion?
I'm not trying to defend, I'm just asking questions.
If you won't take a gospel card, yeah. Well, I don't talk to people that don't even want to go over the gospel in detail, because that's like, ready? That's like throwing my seeds on the cement. That's not going to go anywhere. I want to throw them on fertile ground, and people go, well, what is the gospel? Are we being taught a false gospel? What say you? The Bible says test all things, not blindly defend your entertainment, your flesh, and your carnality. So, yeah. So maybe he's listening. Maybe there's some fertile ground in this young man. You need to repent, and you need to turn from this wickedness. And you can, later, if you're sorry you didn't take a gospel card, don'tperish.com for free. I don't sell money like all of you guys do. I sell things of God, which Jesus made a whip for in John 2. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for the selling of the things of God. So you can look up don'tperish.com for free, and we will freely show you how you can find eternal life. And you have to repent, though, and come out of the world. You have to be willing to lose your life. You have to be willing to lose your entire being. You'll come out of your family that keeps these false ways. You'll leave your false religion. You'll leave the culture. You'll leave every false practice that's opposite of God. And you will be hated for Jesus' namesake. Isn't that amazing? You'll be hated for the namesake of Jesus Christ. The church system is loved. Yes, I'm talking over you because a young novice man who is in this carnality has nothing to teach me. And you have nothing to say to me. I won't give you any ground. You probably should go play your carnal music because it's going to be to your own demise, young man. I love you. You need to repent. You need to turn from this. You have been listening. I hope some seeds have gone deep in you. You got to come out of the world and all the false ways. This is a paganized with Christmas and Easter, feminized. They don't teach women how to act, how to live, how to cover their heads. The Bible actually teaches that in 1 Corinthians 11. It's not the Old Testament. Dresses in Genesis 3, God shed blood in Genesis 3, the first archetype of Jesus, and covered us in tunic-like garments so we don't have to look at each other's body parts. It never changed. Every Old Testament prophet, every man in the New Testament, every disciple, Jesus wore what God put us in. He is God. And he's coming back in a robe, and he says, don't soil your robes. He didn't say nothing about don't soil skinny pants or don't soil tight shirt dresses that women wear here that are adorned. He told us what it is to walk in spirit and truth. And people say, well, the message you're giving me is insulting and makes people mad. Did they kill Jesus? They did. Did they kill Paul according to history and Peter? They did. Did they kill the prophets according to the Bible? They did. Here's an amazing thing. The message of God is never received by religious people. Who was Jesus' biggest enemy? The Pharisees. The Pharisees. And yes, I am making audios and I am making videos. And what's going to happen is, look at my website, there'll be a testing put up about this gospel event. When people search it, it comes up on the internet and my testing will be there. The biblical gospel will be there. And it will warn people for years to come. I don't make a penny off this. We're not popular, but our website does get out there. If you search a lot of false ways, it's out there. If you look up a lot of truth that I've been teaching for years, it's out there. But all of this is a stain against God. God does not want your fleshly music in a pavilion while you live like the world. That's why Isaiah said your righteousness is like filthy rags to Israel. Many people teach this wrongly. They say, oh, your righteousness is a filthy rag, so nothing you do is righteous before God. Only Jesus. Jesus did it all. You can do nothing. That's not what it means. Go read Isaiah. I have an article on it in my teaching blog. The Israelites were worshiping God, doing his festivals, and doing harlotry and sin. Because they were hypocrites, like the American church system, live like the world and then act religious sometimes, God says all your righteousness is as filthy rags. But over 200 times in the Bible, Old and New Testament, it tells us about people that were righteous. Now, we don't have perfect righteousness. I ruined mine. My wife ruined hers. You guys ruined yours. We don't work our way to heaven. Jesus Christ is our way to heaven. But if you're in him, Jesus said you must abide and remain in me, John 15. You must abide in him. If you abide in Christ, you will do the works of the Father, which is holiness, righteousness, come out of the world, and you will no longer be like the world. You'll no longer be like these corrupt denominations. You will be like a holy, set-apart child of God. And that's absolutely what is the truth, that you must lose your life. You guys all have Jesus as, ready? I love to preach this. You guys all have, we don't have a denomination. We're one body in Christ. There's only one body. We're a house fellowship, but we don't have belong to any organization. We belong to Christ. Gloriously, we belong to Christ. We don't need a denomination. We're home fellowships. We're like the New Testament saints. They didn't go to church. They gathered together. Church buildings didn't come together any day. We're not Sabbatarians. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. It's another lie. It's not the Lord's Day. That's a Roman Catholic invention.
We're Adventist, so we don't do
So here you go. So I'm talking to this young man that's a Seventh-day Adventist. Let's go into that. Founded by the false prophet Ellen White.
It was founded by Ellen White.
Ellen White said the greatest commandment is keeping the Sabbath. Jesus said the great commandment is to love God, love your neighbor. Seventh-day Adventists are worldly, they're carnal, they're sinful. Most of them, all of them I know, preach a false gospel. They focus on a Saturday Sabbath that is not even in the New Testament for Gentiles today. The Acts 15 meeting set it straight. We did not command the Gentiles to keep Sabbath. So, Sabbath keeping for today, in fact, the Sabbath is not eternal as Seventh-day Adventists tell you it is, and I can prove it. It is not eternal. Do you know why it's not eternal? Because Jesus, the book of Revelation says Jesus, the S-O-N, will be the Son. There'll be no need of the Son. Without a Friday night and a Saturday, you can't have a Sabbath. And so Jesus said in Revelation that he's going to be the light, and he's going to light up the New Jerusalem. So Seventh-day Adventists are teaching another false doctrine rooted in Ellen White theology that cannot save anyone. So what we want you to do is open the Holy Scriptures, neighbor. I love you both. Test yourself, young man. You need to repent. Both of you need to repent. You're going to lose your soul. Test yourself to the Holy Word of God and go much deeper than you're going today.